Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. Today is one of those wonderful experiences where I get to have two of my favorite people back on the show. And they come all they're coming to us from Romania, so this is a pre-record, and I thank them very much for taking the time out of their busy, busy schedule to join us on air. So I thank them, and I thank you all for listening in. Alexandra I can never say your name, and I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm going to get this.
Malina. Right?
It just rolls off your tongue. And Dan Bennick are both very awesome people who do a lot of work on different areas of the divine purpose and the divine area. Alexandria lives in Transylvania. She was born there. She enjoys the great outdoors. Since childhood, she has been an empath and a conscious channeler of angelic beings, ascending masters, and spiritual guides. She enjoys helping others. She has a master's degree in social work. She also does public channeling since 2004, giving the voice of Saint Germain and others. Kind of an audience. She is awesome. Dan is a native of the U.S. He was raised and lived in Texas for some time. Like Alexandria, he also loves nature. He works on as a conservative biologist for many years. You guys are laughing at me. You guys are nervous.
Not
I'm
really.
Nervous too here.
You're doing really
I'm
great.
I'm an empath too here. Spiritual path as an adolescent, and was very much into the Edgar Cayce work about astrology. And I will insert my tongue, really.
It's okay.
Dan and Alexandra met in 2007. They traveled Europe, and they were married in 2008. And their purpose is really assisting others with their spiritual growth and transformation. They use the channel guide of Saint Germain and others, plus they do astrology counseling for the highest purpose. So I'm going to let you guys talk for a while so I can get my tongue back in. And I do thank you very much. So please ask the first question. Just a little bit about Saint Germain. I know there's a lot of information out there on him. But I want to ask this. Is there a reason why he chose you? Because I feel like the Ascending Masters really choose you more than you choose them. Or do you think it's a mutual thing?
Well, I'll say something briefly, and then I'll turn it over to Alexandra. I personally feel, this is my opinion, that a lot of it has to do with just sort of the resonance between the entity and the particular person on the earth. There may be things that the ways that we feel or think or orient our lives and lifestyles may be somewhat compatible with that particular entity, Saint Germain. But I'm going to let Alexandra answer that because she's the person who really connects, and she can probably give you a better explanation than me.
Well, it's both of us doing the work of channeling. It's just that we're doing it in different ways. And when I do when I offer the channeled work, it is mostly in spoken word, and that's coming through, it's my voice that I offer to our clients and to our readers and to everyone who wants to listen, that Saint-Germain wants to speak through. I feel that it's not that important that Saint-Germain is the voice that comes through me as much as his message. And his message is the one of reminding everyone to keep a focus in their lives about the truth of their divinity and to remember that and anchor it in their lives. And because Saint Germain is associated, like many of you may know already, and if not, you can read online about this, he's associated with the energies of brotherhood and of coming together to speak as humanity about the truth. It is very timely now that he is coming and speaking through me and through us and through Joy and Clarity, what we basically put together out in the world.
Yeah, just to add to what Alex said, that I think that may be one of the things where we resonate with that particular entity of Saint Germain. Our understanding is that he is very much a messenger of truth, the truth of our spiritual identity. And individually, we've both felt that very strongly all throughout our lives. And when we came together, it just seemed to fall into place that there could be a partnership in conveying that message to some degree. There are other people, many other people, that also offer channeling of Saint Germain. The focus can be different. Some people work with more global or humanitarian concerns with that particular entity's energy. Our focus seems to be more on assisting people at an individual level or a partnership level with their individual issues of spiritual growth, which are equally important as any world issue. So that's kind of our focus.
Well, don't you think the energy today, with the Aquarian age and all, is really being the acceptance of the individual within the global and the global accepting the individual and the kind of the balancing of the two?
That's exactly that. It's no coincidence that this is coming together right now. There is a global movement that's been happening throughout the years that's peaking right now at this time in our lives, in the lives of every human being. And it's encouraging each one of us to put a focus in our lives and to remind ourselves to be bringing that sovereign being that we are at the core to the surface, but at the same time to remember that we are connected with the whole of humanity, and we have to see how to make those things work together.
There's a couple of, I just wanted to add to what Alex said here. There's a couple of, I think, basic and simple points that come through Saint Germain and our work time and time again. They vary depending on who the audience is or the person is, but there's two sort of basic messages. One is about remembering the truth of your divinity. At the core, each of us is a divine being, a spiritual being having a human experience. And we're here on earth to remember that. We are here to remember the truth of our divinity. This is the truth about us. It's our core identity. And then the second thing that comes through is very similar and closely related. You are divine. You are your divinity. And divinity is also what you share with others. We are part of the God force as individual sovereign representations of this. Some people call this the I Am presence. But in addition, everyone carries that spark of identity with the divine force that they're responsible for as individuals. And because each of us carries that divine entity, it's what we share in common. It's what creates a fraternity or a group identity of us as humanity. It unites us. And so, as you were saying a moment ago, we're here on Earth to come to understand this seeming paradox. We are individual sparks of God. We are children of God individually, but we're children of God as humanity also. We share our divinity with each other. So as we come to claim our divine core, our divine identity, we also learn how to share that with others and collaborate respectfully and cooperatively with each other to build a better world.
So with that said, and this is something that I actually been asking a few of my guests, where do boundaries come in all of this? How do boundaries mean? You know, there is an essence where you say you're going past that point where I feel respected. And to me, a lot of people are like, where is that boundary? Because of the connectedness with everything, and everybody has that God spark, and you see it and you feel it, but at the same time, you do have your own space. And there's times that people kind of crowd in a little bit too close, shall we say. Where or how can you be respectful to the other people and the consciousness of the whole, but yet still be respectful of your own entity, your own God spark, your individual?
It's usually coming to points of friction for many of us in our lives, and both of us have experienced that too, that when you are trying to come to a place of recognizing your own individuality and to become that sovereign being that you are, but at the same time you have other people around you that are sometimes not always aware of what's going on in their lives, the point where they find themselves in their lives is not always in the same place where we are. That's why it is good and very sane that we find the ways to not separate ourselves from others, but to find that intimate space where we can experience what's necessary in that moment, where my individuality can be expressed, but I don't need to become angry at someone or to hurt someone in order to express that. I can be taking some time for myself and maybe go in nature or just go away from places where I know I will be pulled into situations that don't feel good to me and where I can't express my individuality. And that's okay. It's not egotistical to do that. Instead, it's something very healthy. And it's also very important to let other people know the fact that they are disturbing when it's necessary. It doesn't have to be done either with hatred or with anger. It can be done in a way that feels firm, but also kind, and remind others that it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with my own experience of needing to be myself and by myself. And in that moment, you're basically letting the other know that I care about you and about what you have to say, and I don't dismiss that, but I have to take care of myself first. Otherwise, I will not be able to do either of the two, neither take care of myself or of you, of your needs in that moment.
I just wanted to also add a couple of other things. You know, we mentioned earlier that there's a couple of basic messages. One is remembering the truth about you, the truth of your divinity. You are fundamentally a child of God, and this is the absolute truth about any individual one of us. And then once that is firmly anchored, in one's awareness, then it becomes possible to share that divinity with others in non-aggressive, non-competitive, and very respectful ways. But on the earth, oftentimes we're dealing with people who are somewhat unaware of the truth of their divinity, and that does create the need for certain barriers and protocols for interacting with each other. But in an ideal sense, the way it would work is something like this. Each one of us is responsible for recognizing the truth of our divinity, our divine identity as a child of God. And that takes each of us individually through a process of spiritual growth and transformation as we integrate parts of ourselves that we've forgotten or disowned that are actually contributing to our wholeness and completeness as children of God. And when that transformation process is basically completed, we're fully integrated as sovereign individuals. We're aware enough of our divine nature to recognize our wholeness and our perfection just the way we are. And as more and more people come into that awareness, they have no need to form dependent or manipulative relationships with others in order to get something from them that they think they're missing, because they realize that they don't miss anything at all. They've integrated their personality and come to a fundamental realization of their wholeness. And when you feel whole and grounded in your divinity, you don't want to take anything from anybody else, because you know you have everything inside of you that you would ever need. And that frees you to share everything that you are with another person. And when two people or more with that awareness come together, their sharing becomes very, very powerful.
Yes, it does. And you two are awesome at helping people find that center, that core. And what are some of the ways that, first of all, you have a wonderful website, joyandclarity.com. Please go see it, folks. It's amazing. Read the channels from Saint Germain. He is powerful, and it is always amazing to me when I read a channel from you or many other channels out there that it hits right on the mark. It is exactly what I need to know. In fact, Dan just said something that I needed a clue on. So I thank you, Dan.
Okay.
It happens. So what are some of the ways that you help people with their integration?
Well, to go back to the two main areas that we work with people, we work on that part of the remembering of the truth of their divinity, of the divinity of the people that come to us. And we communicate in the works that we do in several ways. We have the, like you were saying, on our website, we have free channels and articles, and we have also a newsletter that we send out each month, and other information that we send through our mailing list to the people that would like to know more about that. We also have another way to work with people is we offer them individual sessions that work with their soul purpose, where we look at the basic energy that each individual brings into the world and the focus that they have about discovering their divinity into this world in their own way, through that purpose that their soul is putting on their plate, basically. And we do this by offering channeling, like we were saying, also channeled messages from Saint-Germain, but we do it also through the astrological reading that Dan is offering.
Yeah, just to follow up on what Alex said, we take kind of a combined approach to offering our services to people. We want to make sure people have access to a lot of free information. So on our website, Joy and Clarity, we have accumulated a lot of channeled material that people can freely access. I think the last time I checked on our website, we've probably got 300 posts that are up there and available. So we invite people to look at those. But if someone is interested in individual support, we offer that too through private sessions. As Alex mentioned, the soul purpose reading is one that's very powerful. It's popular, as Alex says. Mm-hmm. And it involves not only helping people and supporting them, making a firm connection with a remembrance of their divinity, but also it gives them an opportunity to explore the higher purpose of their divinity for them in this lifetime. And we do that combining astrological insight, looking at certain indicators in the astrological chart that are associated with higher purpose or soul purpose. And then also Alexandra and Saint Germain come in with very timely and very supportive guidance that addresses the individual's need in those sessions.
The other area that we work with individuals is also the area of relationships. And there again, we have the free materials on our website and the ones that we send through our newsletters, where people can explore the different relationships that are present in their lives, whether it's about their romantic relationships, the partnerships at work, the relationships between parent and child that are very important for many. And they can read this free material that our clients were very generous to share with others. And if anyone is interested in finding more about their personal relationships and about the way they can bring that awareness about their divinity and how they can share it with another person in the relationships, there again we have our private sessions where we offer that.
And as far as the relationship sessions or the relationship readings are concerned, again, what we help the clients do is see how the individual higher purpose of each person in the partnership creates a sense of higher purpose for the relationship or soul purpose for the relationship. There's a lot of interest out there in soulmate relationships, which is great, but I think what some people don't realize is that all relationships have a soul-level purpose. It's not just a more general soulmate kind of topic or magic. All relationships have a core soul purpose, and that can be explored in a reading with Saint Germain and with the astrological insight and indicators that we use. We really encourage and attempt to empower people to explore that and develop it on their own, but we offer some pretty strong support and some useful tools toward gaining that insight. And we're really happy to do that. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from clients, and we see that it's really helping.
Okay. Can you give any kind of examples of some guidance that you offer? I mean, in the sense of, like, just some of the tools, an example.
We'd be happy to do that. I think that's sometimes that's the best way to illustrate something is just use a good example rather than, you know, talking and just in concepts and things like that. We've got a good idea of what we do, but maybe if we give you a concrete example, it'll be better. So one of the things we've been doing here lately is a number of relationship readings. As I mentioned, the relationship readings for clients also incorporate things about soul purpose for each of the individuals involved. But this particular example we've got here touches on both of those, and so it might be a good one. Not too long ago, some weeks ago, we received a session request from a woman who had this to say to us. She said, "Dear Saint Germain, I was once married, but we were unable to continue together as a husband and wife. Since our divorce, we've remained close friends, and we still share many things together. Although both of us wish to marry again, we fear that we'll have to give up our friendship for this. What should we do?" So this particular request, we began to look at, first of all, astrologically, and then in consultation with Saint Germain. When we looked at the astrological factors for both of the individuals and also their relationship, we found something that's pretty common in many relationships. There's often issues of what we call complementarity versus compensation in the relationship. And what that means is that a lot of times we're drawn to people who seem to embody something that we want to bring into our lives. And it's a reciprocal kind of thing. If we were talking about Alexandra and me, I might see something in Alexandra that I'm really happy about and would like to bring into my life. And so that creates a desire for me to relate to her, and vice versa for her with me. In relationships that are functioning without a lot of stress and pretty well, that complementarity can work very well. People can complement each other with slightly different skills and strengths and qualities. But under stress, if those areas where we seem to be complementing each other turn out to be areas where either one of us or both of us is not really developing the qualities that we need to have to be an integrated, sovereign being, then that tendency to compensate for each other creates a kind of dependency, and it can cause the relationship to kind of spiral into a downward cycle. And that's what we saw with this particular relationship. The people involved are very good people. They're very wonderful people. But we found that they had issues of complementarity versus compensation. The woman involved, astrologically looking at her chart, showed a very strong tendency to reason in life and use intellect and to take on a lot of responsibility for herself and for other people. The man, on the other hand, tended to have a very strong emotional signature, and he seemed to be compensating in the relationship for the feeling side of the relationship. Whenever it came time to express emotion, it tended to flow through him. When it came time to express reasoning and making decisions with the mind, it was expressed through her. And under stress, it contributed to some of the problems in that relationship. But they still had a very strong friendship that kept them involved with each other after the divorce. Then we explored with them further by looking at their relationship charts. Why are they having trouble letting go of each other and stepping to new marriages, which they both like to do? And there were, again, indications in the relationship chart that they hadn't addressed their individual needs to strengthen those areas that they inwardly felt weak around. She hadn't developed her own emotional side, and he hadn't developed his own rational reasoning side. They were still functioning on their strengths and neglecting their weaknesses. And so letting go of each other felt scary because they weren't sure they could function in the world without the other half that was compensating for them in the areas that they felt weak. And so we gave them some suggestions about how to begin to explore that consciously and work with it. And some of the strongest suggestions and guidance came through Saint Germain and the channeling that was offered to them from him. And I can let Alex speak about that.
Yes, it was very important. It was emphasized in the channel from Saint Germain that it was very important and at the same time very good that our client, the female in that moment, was addressing this issue right now, the fact of the separation that may come. And it's very important to do that whenever any relationship is ending and anyone wants to start a new relationship. So she was basically looking in the right direction. Where, how do I end this relationship? When do I start a new relationship? That was an important point to address and for her to look at that moment in her life and to see that there was some fear there. And there's always fear of separation because it brings us back to the separation from God, which is one of our biggest fears here on earth for every human. And then to move on from that fear and to see what are her personal issues. And like Dan was saying, she is a person that has developed that rational side, but she's also a person that is very strong, a very free spirit, who's fearless and open-minded, but at the same time afraid of not being able to express herself in the world and to be free in the world as she wants to. And in the relationship that she's had before, there were moments where she was able to do that, and there were other moments where she wasn't able to do that. And not only in that particular relationship, but also in other relationships in the past. So she needed to address the issue of how am I going to feel independent in a new relationship if right now I've come to a point in my life where I've been through relationships and it's not always been easy for me to express myself, to be free in relationships. So that was a very important point to look at for her and to move on into a place where she doesn't feel limited and where she discovers that her individuality and sovereignty and freedom is there no matter what, no matter what relationships she steps into. But because she would like to move into another romantic relationship and even a marriage relationship to address that fear of not being free. And because the fear of being free usually connects very well, and I'm saying this more, maybe it sounds a bit negative, but it's connected very well, the fear of not being free with the need to control. When we're not free, we have a tendency to want to control things. And that's what was going on with her, too. She was needing to control her relationships, and there was a dynamic created in the marriage that she had before where there was some use of control that was not benefiting either one of the two partners. So that was the next thing for her to do in order to feel free again, to let go of the control that was present in that relationship, to let go of the control that she was feeling also about herself being engaged in relationships, and then move on to a place where she is exploring her freedom with herself outside of the relationship and then in another relationship to be open to something new.
So yeah, in other words, go on.
No, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I was just going to say, so basically, we need to be whole and complete within ourselves to really function healthy and balanced within a relationship, correct?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things, again, as Alex was mentioning, that Saint Germain helped bring into focus for this particular person, and the reading was more for her than for the partner, the focus for her, again, was to let go of the need to control the dynamic of the relationship and the security issues around the relationship, and to open up more to her feeling side, to not be so frightened about relating emotionally to another person, because that fear of developing the emotional side, she had such a strong rational tendency. The fear of developing the emotional relating skills and capacities sort of led to, in a way, some of the need to control the relationship instead of address the issue of needing to develop more of an appropriate emotional engagement in the relationship and in life in general. And again, I don't want to paint, neither one of us want to paint a poor picture of these individuals. We've communicated with both of them, and they're very solid and likable people, like many of us are. But we all at times have to wrestle with the challenges of our unevolved parts, and that's what we try to help people with. And I think that's part of the focus Saint Germain has in working with us, helping people come into a more conscious awareness of their wholeness through remembering their divinity, and then beginning to somewhat objectively look at what's true and what's false about the beliefs that they have about themselves and the relationships they have in the world.
Now, a question I have for you, Dan, since you do the astrology, do you do two people separately and then do a composite? I'm just curious of how you do the charts.
Yeah, it depends on the nature of the session work that we're doing. If we're just working with one person, there's no need necessarily to bring in specific information about a specific individual. But if that person, as they're exploring a personal issue or soul purpose issues, has questions about their relationship needs, in the natal birth chart, that can be examined. We also work with something called the Draconic Astrological Chart. It's a way of working with something called the North Node of the Moon and other factors that are strongly related to soul purpose. And those can give information of a very specific nature for each individual. If we decide to work with a person on a relationship reading instead, then yes, we work with both the individual natal charts, birth charts of each person in the partnership, regardless of the kind of partnership it is. It can be a friendship, parents mm-hmm. and children, etc. But we work with the individual charts, and then there's a technique for creating a composite chart, as you expressed. And that composite chart captures the energy of the relationship as if it were a separate entity. And in fact, energetically it is. It carries attributes of both people. And it can be very revealing also, not only about the important issues for the individuals involved, but what they've come together to accomplish or to address by forming the relationship in the first place.
Yes, I study astrology. That's why I asked. And it's fascinating to me. If I'm doing relationships, I always look at Pluto. To me, that kind of says a big part of what the relationship is about. But that's just me. There's a lot of parts of it, but Pluto really kind of makes it, zooms in on, because it's all about transformation. So,
and very powerful.
Yes. It's just like, you want to get to the meat of it, just go to Pluto, down and dirty.
it's a strong indicator. You're absolutely right.
So with this, I know that Saint Germain has important messages, and there's a lot of astrology going on right now to help kind of push humanity towards everything. So, Dan, do you want to start with what's going on right now with the alignments that are really supporting the individuals and the responsible of sharing within the consciousness
sure.
of humanity?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. We're both happy to look at that a bit. I'll be brief, I hope. I sometimes have trouble turning off, But I like the astrology a lot, so, and I find it very informative. But basically, there are some important outer planet astrological alignments, outer planet astronomical alignments, too, involving Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn, that are very closely related to what we've been talking about tonight, which is how do you balance, how does one balance their needs for individual sovereignty and self-determination with the need to be responsibly involved in partnerships. And the human race as a whole is facing that issue on many fronts. You have seen that play out recently in the global economic crisis. We've seen a lot of selfishness and greed at the corporate level and the individual level that has caused a complete breakdown in the banking system. And it's not been responsible partnering. It's been very irresponsible. Pluto moving through or transiting through Capricorn right now has brought a lot of that crashing down. It's calling for a radical regeneration, a radical death and regeneration of how we responsibly handle ourselves in that area of individual needs versus partnering needs. The responsibility for the partnering comes from an accent of Saturn moving through the sign Libra, the sign of relationships. It's encouraging us right now very strongly to make committed, to commit ourselves to relationships of equity, of respect, and of collaboration. Everything that's good about sharing our divinity with each other and relating from the highest level. Uranus, on the other hand, is preparing once again and for the next 7 years or so to move into the sign of Aries. Aries is the self. It's self-determining. It wants to act on its own behalf. And Uranus is all about sovereignty. It's about coming into your unique, creative expression of the divine being that you are. And so the Uranus in soon to be again in Aries, Saturn in Libra, and Pluto in Capricorn are bringing into strong focus at the collective human level and at the individual level of every person on the planet the need to address two important areas. How do I stand in my sovereignty, in my self-determining capacity as a divine being having a human experience? And second of all, how can I take that into a responsible sharing relationship?
Awesome. It's good stuff. So,
indeed.
Alexandria, or are we talking to Saint Germain?
Indeed, it is I, Saint Germain. I am glad and I am delighted to be tonight and today in this beautiful gathering with you all who are listening in, with all of you who are present in this now moment, in this moment beyond time, whether you're listening it right at the time of the airing or at a later date. This is a message for you all, a message that has been put so well by the three of you present here in this gathering. And it's a joy for us to be around here, just like around the bonfire, to laugh and to be happy and to feel our etherical hearts warm. To feel ourselves so warm with the love that pours into these moments to you all and to the whole of humanity at this moment. You are indeed at a very important curve in your lives. Each of you individually, you are dealing with these energies. With these energies of getting to a point of finally breaking through, of finally coming out of the lost and confusion and out of the times where you forgot about your divinity, and to come to a place of understanding, asserting, and standing in the truth of your divinity. And as you do that, as you move into your truth, into this place of great acknowledgement about who you really are, the child of God and God also, you are developing a very important quality of being a sovereign individual that will come to be shared in the relationships that you're having with other people in your lives. And I'm asking you right now to not worry so much about what the others will do or not do as you move into this place of sovereignty, this place of asserting and understanding your divinity and speaking out your truth. But instead, remember to be kind and be gentle as you move into these new times. Because when you do that, you will keep the focus on the positive development and the positive assertiveness of your own truth, and you will encourage others to do the same in their lives. And you will not be so much discouraged or maybe distracted by the drama or the pain or even the pulling that other people may have on you as you are moving through your own processes. It is no time to linger on these old issues of confusion and forgetfulness about divinity and forgetfulness about being a kind, a gentle, but also a firm human being that speaks his own truth. It is no time to linger in the past. It is time to move on into the present of these times, of these powerful times that are upon all of you. And as you move into these great energies, you will support something that is a matrix that you create together, a matrix of beautiful understanding and collaborating and cooperating with each other. And instead of going down where the sometimes the forgetfulness lies, you are instead bringing others up at the same level, let's say. But don't take it too literal. You're bringing everyone into the same place where you are moving into a place of remembrance of divinity and where you can all share this great divinity that you all are. So remember, my dear friends, to not be distracted by everything that's going on into your lives. There are challenging times, but they are also deeply transformative times for you. When you come out of this time, you will be completely different people, and the whole humanity will change along with you. And you will see that as the global events around you will progress and they will move and shift into a different place, and humanity will discover the need to come together and support each other in great awareness and also in connection with each other at the level of the remembrance of one's divinity, and not be separate and forgetful about the important things about life, and also not be dismissing the important things that are going on in everyone's lives. For all of you today, but you've done, all three of you already, a wonderful job, and with everyone around you in this warm and gentle space that you've created together, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, dear friends. I am Saint-Germain.
It is always an honor to have all three of you here, and I thank you very much, Alexandra, for that channeling, and Saint-Germain as well. It's a wonderful message. We have about 4 minutes left, so do you two want to wrap it up with any final words?
Sure. Well, first of all, we'd like to say thank you for having us. It's really a lot of fun for us. We enjoy getting to hear your voice for a change. I know we exchange a lot of emails and other sort of messages, but it's really fun for us to have this live format. The other thing that I think we wanted to mention too is that if anyone would like to find out more about the work that we do with Saint-Germain, please visit our website. It's www.joyandclarity.com, and we'd be happy to welcome you there. We have a number of services available, a lot of free material, and it's our pleasure to be available to assist others in their spiritual growth.
Yes, thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to share some of our lives and what's going on in the world right now. It's very encouraging to see how the people have been going through their experiences lately. And I'm talking about we've had many clients coming to us lately, issues that they've had, but we can see also the progress that they are making in their own lives and how it's impacting everyone in their family and where they work and around them. And they're saying that it's really a tremendous change that's happening with all humanity.
And again, you too are always welcomed here. Just let me know. I will make room for you too. I completely and wholeheartedly support you in all the work you do. You are phenomenal at what you do. So I thank you. It's always a great honor to have you both on here, especially with the time difference. Really appreciate it. So it is joyandclarity.com. Please check out Alexandra and Dan's work. And with that, I am just going to say there is a lot of changes. Know that you've got a lot of support out there, like Dan and Alexandra, to help you. And we're all in this together, folks. So we respect the individual, but also know we're all here together. So this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman again saying many, many blessings and good night.